Imagine if Santa came twice, if advent calendars never ended, and if Christmas telly could be even better. Well, the last one can come true with Now TV. With the latest blockbusters including Avengers Endgame, Mary Poppins Returns, and plenty of Christmas classics, it's telly with all the trimmings. So, what's your TV got for you this Christmas? Search Now TV. 18 plus content streaming this Christmas, month pass auto renews unless cancelled, terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're the hosts of Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. Each Monday, we release our mini episodes where we dive into listener emails and voicemails to give our two cents on relationships, the best toner, and whether or not you should take that spontaneous trip to Paris after your breakup.
And join us again on Thursdays for our full-length episodes with special guests like comedian Nicole Byer and author Elizabeth Gilbert to learn all about their passions and, of course, their skincare routines.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, and our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain. Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible. Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And joining me, as always, is the wonderful, fabulous, altogether best person ever, Ronnie Karam. What's going on?
Well, aren't you a little sweetie pie?
Well, I'm just full of happiness today. So what can I say? You know why I'm full of happiness? Do you know why?
Why, Ben?
Because at long last, we are going back to San Francisco, California with our live show.
Heck yeah, we are.
We are going to San Francisco on May 9th, 2020. We're going to the Marines Memorial Theater. We are so excited for that. Tickets for that go on sale on Friday. The pre-sale is actually already started today. We haven't been to San Francisco in basically 2 years. And so we have, of course, our Bay Area Betches are up there. So we finally, after many, many requests, we are going there on May 9th. Tickets on sale Friday. Pre-sale now for Patreon. Definitely come one, come all. But that's not all. You know where else we have a huge, 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 awesome group of people? Boston, Massachusetts. We're going to Boston and we're playing the Wilbur Hello, the Wilbur. That's huge, Ronnie. I can't believe we get to do that. That's going to be on June 6th. Same deal as San Francisco. Pre-sale now. Tickets on sale Friday. So this is huge. That's June 6th. So there it is. Boston and San Francisco, both happening. And it's a fish. And on top of that, we have all our other great shows to come see. This week, we've got we're doing Real Housewives of Orange County in Denver. And then on Friday, we are going to be in Seattle to do New Jersey for Crappin's Miss. That'll be super fun. And then going forward in the new year, we've got the Golden Crappies in L.A. We got Detroit. We got Columbus, Austin, Houston, Birmingham, New Orleans, Kansas City, or Lawrence fucking Kansas, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, and Washington, D.C. It's all great. Go to watchforcrappins.com to get your tickets.
Do it, everybody. Go get all your merch over at watchwhatcrappins.com or crappinsmerch.com. A lot of fun stuff in there. And we did our video this week for Crappins On Demand was the new Project Runway recap. So that's up, along with tons of other videos over on Crappins On Demand. So go check all that stuff out, everybody. We're just hustling over here, okay?
We are. We're just making it, trying to get to the end of the week sometimes. So, but for right now, my blood is boiling, Ronnie. My blood is boiling because I watched Below Deck and it got me really mad.
Yeah, it was an infuriating episode. I mean, my God, this is the most sexually harassy show on television, both yeah. Below Deck Plane and especially Below Deck Med. But this is just getting, it's too much,
well,
you guys.
It's also,
come on.
It's also, you know, it also is a really stark reminder of what women have to deal with in the workplace. Just condescending attitudes from men, microaggressions, just immature behavior. There's just so much vile behavior on display for this episode.
Yes, there really is. It was pretty infuriating. We were both watching it at the same time on an airplane. We both got super pissed off together at the same time. It was really fun. I love, like, some mutual anger in real time.
Yes. So so the episode opens up with Simone and Kate. They're still having a confrontation because Simone feels like she should be getting more opportunities as a second stew, and Kate has not been giving them to her. And Simone's like, OMG, I don't get what's going on. I mean, no one's saying anything to me. Am I a shitty second stew or whatever? And Kate's like, yeah, I'm not sure you're a great second stew. Maybe the word I'd use would be terrible, embarrassing, horrific. I don't know.
Awkward. Maybe you should be a bricklayer. I don't know. How many different ways can I say this?
Yeah. It's not personal, but it's also not wonderful when I have to hear from other crew members that I have a stewardess who's upset, and now you've made our department look bad, so there's that.
I've made the department look bad. It's like, but I'm telling you, you have,
okay? And, like, this is really distracting me because I'm trying to come up with my next good laundry prop during an argument use. Oh, just thought of it. Stay tuned.
And then it turns into really high Kate voice where she gets mad, but instead of yelling, she just gets that really high voice. And she's like, okay, you want to go down to your room right now and freshen up? Maybe yeah. Take a minute?
Yeah, now that I've sort of destroyed you, you know, you want to take a minute? Yeah, okay. You want to think about how awful you've been and how you don't even understand the difference between lemons and limes? Yeah, and how they are not quite the same as an orange? Yeah, okay.
And she tells us, when I was second stew, I had it way worse than Simone. I was stuck in the iron room downstairs for 2 months straight, and I never saw the light of day. And then we see a photo of Kate holding an iron, smiling. And yeah. I was like, well, no, this is just crazy.
Back when she was
Are you about to use that as a murder weapon? Like, when do you smile like this? Like, you're actually happier with an iron in your hand.
Well,
what the hell?
She was young, and in her mind, she was like, oh, God, I love yachting. This is great. You know, I'm ironing now, but someday I will be the head of a crew who knows what they have to do seamlessly, because clearly I know as a second stew now as an iron, and I can only smile at how many responsible employees I'll have to work under me in the future.
So Simone is obviously really upset, and is crying, and Riley's like, so what's up? What have you got it? And she's like, oh my god, it's just so hectic and I can't. She's like, well, yeah, Kate does this all the time. She has like very little patience. Really, Riley?
Really? Seriously. Seriously.
You yelled at somebody within like the first 5 minutes you were back. What are you talking about?
Riley is basically, then she just sort of pivots to like her natural advice, which is, so you want to get like, want to get drink your sorrows away tomorrow? You just want to get blasted and just yell at the guys? Yeah, let's do that. Got it. Got it. Yeah. Already got it.
So then Riley goes to bed and she's bunking with Kate. And she's like, so how's Simone? She's like, yeah. Well, she's pretty upset. She's like, oh my God, she's such a victim. I can't with this. Okay.
Yeah.
And Riley says, well, I mean, I kind of like her. Like, I'm surprised, but I kind of like her. She goes, yeah, I liked her at first too.
Yeah, but then you find out that she doesn't understand what a fork is, so.
You know what I understand? What a fuck is, and I'm gonna fuck fucking Brian, because Courtney's fucking mousy. I hate her. I hope she dies. I'm fucking the shit out of Brian. I'll tell you that right now. I'm gonna seal him away, and I'm gonna fuck him. He's not even gonna know who Courtney is by the end of this.
Kate's like, wow, you are savage. I don't know what that means, Kate. Savage.
Savage.
Got it. Got it. Savage. Got it. Thanks, Kate. No, literally, thank you, Kate. Got it. I understand what sauvage means. Got it.
So it's the next morning now.
Yeah, and Brian and Ashton are talking, and they're like, are you ready for tonight, brew? Are you ready for tonight? Are you ready for tonight, brew? Brew, brew,
brew, brew, brew, brew. We're going to get him tonight, brew. And then the ladies come down, and they're all normal now. They're like, hello, good morning. Yeah. Well, isn't this lovely? Oh, well, I wish we had some cards to play or something wholesome like that.
So Captain Lee's like, all right, let's get out of here. It's time to go to a dock so we can have some more of that good old-fashioned docking drama. Let's go!
So Tanner comes to give Simone a hug and a kiss, and he's like, let's have some fun tonight, huh? Let's get lit! Let's get lit!
She's like, OMG, let's not.
Attention all crew, all right, let's get to the front, give some white ladies a hug, all right. It's time to line up and give hugs to white ladies.
Let's step it up. Okay, let's do this, sports fans. So the ladies leave. You know, there's like the whole like, this was so wonderful, more wonderful than we could have ever imagined, and thank you very much, the whole goodbye thing. So now it's like cleaning the boat, tip meeting was $12,000. The tip was $12,000, which is on the low end, but it was a short charter.
It was 2 days. I mean, Jesus Christ, how much did these people expect?
Yeah. So, but Kevin, of course, is all pissed because he's always pissed. He's like, I'm here to make money, and right now I'm not making a lot. It's a bit frustrating when you're putting your hat and your soul into this, Dad. I'm really sad about it. I don't need applause. I guess a wee bit.
But yeah, you really put your fucking heart and soul into that chicken parmesan, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
I was really inspired, Kevin. You're a regular Monet.
How about, like, we'll believe the heart and soul thing if every charter you don't say they're wasted, they're not going to know the difference. Here, he has a French fry, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to pull some salt and some acid down their throat and round it out with some fat, because I've also seen a Netflix documentary about it, and it seems that it'll work. Right.
So, Captain Lee has a special treat for the gang. They are going to get to go to an elephant sanctuary to wash elephants. You won't be washing a yacht. You'll be washing elephants, which sounds charming, except the yacht won't shit on you. So, have fun with that.
Basically, even on break, you're going to wash stuff. And then I'm going to send you off to a resort that you're going to wash. How about that?
So, Courtney's like, I'm obsessed with elephants. They're, like, my favorite elephants. Like, I love them. They're wise. They cry. They don't take selfies in the gym.
They don't fuck people just because they have good bodies. You know,
they understand.
We're totally similar.
They understand good food. They hate ironing.
They would never even consider fucking up a seafood tower.
They're ordering 3 tiers minimum.
So Tanner is getting to... Oh, by the way, before we move on, did you see the text exchange between Courtney and Cameron from Dallas last week? Because it's Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
So of course, storylines are happening at the exact same time all over Bravo. It's weird how that happens. But the elephant sanctuary happened on Dallas this week or last week, as well as Below Deck this week. And Cameron's like, I am obsessed with baby elephants. And then Courtney is like, I'm obsessed with baby elephants. So they became friends on Twitter. And it was just like, I want to say heartwarming, but they're both fairly cold-hearted, yeah. In a good way. So it was like very heart-chilling. It was like an air hug. It was like a hug from across the room where you just look at someone and squint at them like, I would hug them if I was willing to walk over to them, but I'm not. So I
felt bad for Leanne. I felt like she was probably very triggered by like an excessive amount of elephants. They are broken. And as someone who was broken by a carnival, this is very hard to watch.
So speaking of people who were not dropped off in mall parking lots and left, let's go to Tanner talking to the best mommy in the world.
Who are you, Tanner, honey? Where are you? Call me.
She's texting him over and over and over again.
Crazy text, like slow, like how are you? Where are you? Call me. Call now. She's like all caps. Like, you okay?
So he calls her. He's like, Ma. She's like,
Bubble, you're okay.
She always sounds like she just woke up from a nap. He's like, I'm fine.
Okay.
She sounds like a little girl who just woke up from a nap. Like,
Are the lights out or is it night? I'm having a nightmare.
They're back. It's like, Mom, are you getting haunted by ghosts again through the TV?
Just a little bit.
So the dad's like, Hey, Marie, he'll call when he can. He's fine. Tanner's fine.
I'm sorry. I worry too much.
She's like, all right, Ma. Jesus Christ, blowing up my fucking phone.
All right. I love you, honey. That's all. I love you, doctor. Just don't get any hookers pregnant, honey.
Jiminy Cricket, Mom. Jiminy Cricket. So then comes a really important controversy. Kevin is like, I don't know, roving around, and he takes out a bunch of wine bottles from the cool room or the refrigerator. And so then he sees Courtney and he's like, hey, Courtney, I don't want to be a prick, but if the wine goes into the cool room, it has to come out. It's my space. And if we get an order, you'll be too busy to clear it out for me. It's like, already this was like a little bit of an odd request. Like, you can't move.
Don't put wine in the fridge.
Yeah, don't put white wine in the fridge, because if an order comes in, he'll have to take it out himself. And I guess, I don't know, it doesn't totally make sense.
Yeah. I wasn't really understanding this either. I mean, I get that they have another fridge, but guess what? We're going to get to that fight in a little while.
In like a few minutes, yeah.
It's time to go see some goddamn elephants, all right?
Everyone, you've got 15 minutes to get your asses ready for some real cute elephants, kiddo. Real cute.
So Kate, does Kate do this every season where she just kind of holds everybody else up while she gets ready?
I don't feel
like she does that. At least we haven't seen it every season.
We haven't seen it, but she probably does do it. Just that other crews are smart enough not to challenge her about it and make it into a storyline.
Yeah, well, they're getting sick of it now.
Mm-hmm.
On this here boat. So she's taking forever, and she's just like doing her makeup and adjusting her bikini and doing her makeup again.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take off my makeup and then I'm going to do that again. So deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And Kevin's getting amazing. Jesus Christ. So so then Kate finally comes out and she wants to put, she sees the cold wine sitting out there. She's like, so is there any reason why the cold wine's out? I'm going to put the cold wine. Does anyone mind if I put the cold wine back in the cold fridge? You see, yeah, they're both cold. They both belong together. You know, like Mariah Carey, we belong together, but in wine and fridge form. You know what I'm saying? Anyone?
We would take the cold wine out of a refrigerator, which is cold.
Yeah.
Don't you think we should put that back in? And he's like, no. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Is this just your fridge? And he's like, yes.
Well, you know, it's for the charter guests. And he goes, so stick it in the ice machine. He goes, but we have a humongous fridge here. It's my space.
It's a refrigerator, and there's a lot of room in it because it is a walk-in refrigerator that has a lot of room.
He's like, that's how I like it, Mr. Dobson.
He's like, it's empty because I've made it empty. Same as your fridge that you have and that you possess upstairs.
Yeah, she's like, okay then.
He's like, it's my space. That's what I'm saying. It's my space. She's like,
no, it's not. It is actually a refrigerator. Yeah. A boat.
So she puts the wine in there anyway, and she goes, I'm so happy the wine for the future charters that tip us is cold now. I'm so happy about that.
So she's, they need beer. And she's like, where are you getting those beers from? And he's like, I'm just getting them from wherever everyone else gets them. She goes, where's that? He goes, the fridge upstairs. And she goes, oh, you mean my fridge?
Which, for those who are wondering, like, why that's so funny, it's basically her way of saying, I keep your fucking beers in my fridge, and I don't complain about it. So wine goes in your fridge.
Oh, I thought she was being funny, because she's like, you can't own a refrigerator, because it's just a refrigerator. And then it turns into, my fridge?
No, I think that she was saying, like, yeah, see how ridiculous it sounds when I say my fridge? Like we all keep all the stuff in all the fridges, right?
Oh. So she's like, wow, this is wild. He just wants to oppose me. So,
yeah.
Good luck with that.
I give that 4 out of 10 in satisfaction.
That's even less creative than his chicken parmesan meal. So,
yeah. So now they're going out, and so of course they're in like gender vans. So the men are in one and the women are another, and Kevin's bitching about this fridge. He's like, oh, I mean, it's so much space. It's like, it's my domain. It's my domain. I get to put things in there. You know, it's like, shut up, Kevin. It's a refrigerator. That's where all refrigerated things on the boat have to go into, whether it's the bottom fridge or the top fridge. It's not like you're monogrammed on there. You know what's monogrammed on there? GE. It's the GE monogram collection.
June, June, Hannah. Looking for a commercial. June, June, Hannah.
An Apple original series.
18 years. That's how long Warren Cave has sat in jail for murder. Is there an innocent man in prison because of me?
You think all the secrets came out during the trial?
I have to get to the truth.
Octavia Spencer, Aaron Paul, Lizzie Kaplan.
The people get their show.
Truth be told, open the Apple TV app to start watching now. New episodes Fridays. Apple TV Plus subscription required.
Hello everyone, it's Jamie Lang here from our brand new podcast, MOVE, which stands for Motivation, Opportunity, Vision, Entrepreneurship. Each week, my business partner and I interview a different successful person in their own right, or their story to where they got to today. Now they're athletes, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, founders from all different walks of life. It's inspiring, it's encouraging, and it helps you to go that out there and achieve your goal. So we have something for you today, which is going to help you. So listen to this, because this is going to help you with your financing. Now, Mini Financial Services has the perfect solution for you. Now, Mini Finance makes it easy for you to live the life you want with tailored fixed monthly payments to suit your budget. Not only that, buying a Mini with Mini Finance gives you tailored finance packages with options to change your Mini every few years. When you are working hard and chasing your dreams, financing a new or approved used Mini through Mini Finance Services allows you to simply live your life and carry on moving towards your next ambition or goal. Search Mini Finance to learn more about your finance options. UK residents aged 18 plus, guarantees may be required, mileage and other conditions apply if you return the vehicle. Terms and conditions apply.
So in the other van, Riley's like, I'm not really getting a good read on Kevin. And Kate's like, I'm really not getting a good vibe from Kevin. So
Does he need the V? Because I'll give him the V after I get some paleo and meet some fucking paleo.
So then Riley is making fun of Simone. And she's like, so what's up with Tanner? She's like, oh, he's a good guy. And she's like, well, you didn't tell the whole truth. You said you just cuddled and Tanner said he went down on you.
She's like, oh my god, this asshole. And then in the other van, Tanner's like, I said to Sims last night, I'm gonna fucking eat right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I put my mouth on a vagina, I ate out of a vagina, you know what I'm saying?
Ugh. Cut back to Riley going, yeah, and he said that you touched his dick for like 8 seconds.
Yeah, and that's when she's like, this guy's an asshole.
And it's... I'm totally gonna make out with him later.
I know, exactly. Yeah, because Simone's like, don't tell people about private matters. Are you that childish? I'm like, I agree, and also, you should never go back to his room after this, and of course she does.
Yes, and then it cuts to Tanner going, chill down, dude!
Oh, it's so disgusting, because it's like, it's a coworker. Like, it's so bad. It's so, so bad.
Yeah, so gross. So then, then we go to the elephant sanctuary. And the lady's like, these elephants are safe from a horrible life. And then we see the elephants playing. And I want every show to go to the elephant sanctuary. I love these elephants. They're so cute. And this one had little baby elephants.
Mm-hmm. And Courtney's like, I'm dead. My soul literally leaves my body. I can't go. My soul leaves my body, goes up to heaven, and goes to happy hour where it gets a seafood tower in heaven.
I literally cannot cope.
I have a tantrum because I'm not coping. I'm like, I actually turn to drugs because I can't cope with these elephants right now.
I'm like, basically right now, like Kevin trying to figure out what kind of seafood goes on a multi-tiered dish. So, like, not coping.
And Tanner's like, I'm going to eat this elephant out.
Can't wait to go down on that elephant, eh?
Chow time. Hey, guys. What do you think about that elephant? You know, I do love cougars and elephants.
Yeah, that elephant gave me a trunk job, huh?
So now it's like they're like putting mud on the elephant, and then there's like this weird slow motion elephant cleaning sequence. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, is this Top Gun or something? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, Kelly McGillis.
Yeah,
all coming out from behind the elephant, like thanks for the shower.
She's just chasing down elephants in her little, like, that little sports car that she drove through this to find Maverick.
Tom Cruise is all slightly less crazy around the elephants. He's, like, slightly less crazy in this decade.
He's like, you've lost that love and feeling. The elephants are like, can we go back out? Can we leave the sanctuary? It's been ruined. Just put us back in the circus.
So Courtney is in love with the elephants.
Yeah, she was like, I guess like five elephants.
So they get back in the vans, and Simone's still annoyed with Tanner. And Kate's like, I want to do elephant yoga. Like, it's like goat yoga, but like more deep tissue, like being crushed to death.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
And Courtney goes, and you die after. Yeah. She literally says that.
I can't. Then you're like smashed into the ground. Cannot live like this.
Can't live like this. Dead. I literally like... It's like literally like you've been ironed by the elephant, and like the wrinkles, you do not re-wrinkle after that.
Yeah. So they're back. Where are they getting ready? Are they back at the boat?
I was wrong. I said that they were going out to dinner, but they were actually going out to the elephant. So now they're back. So they actually go back to the boat, and they actually don't go out that night. But it looks like they're about to get ready to go out, but they're just getting into different clothes. So Simone's like, wants to have a chat with Tanner, and I think she handles it very, very nicely. She's like, you know, whatever happens between me and you, I don't think it's cool to tell people, you know, like, basically it's not cool to kiss and tell. It's not cool to tell everyone what happened. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, because, you know, you don't want people like kissing and telling, you know, you don't want that whole thing. And she's like, yeah, exactly. Like, it makes me feel like you're keeping a scorecard, you know, and like, it makes me feel a little dirty. And he's like, oh, the last thing I wanted to do was bother you and upset you, you know?
Yeah.
It's what my penis said after you handed me for about 8 seconds.
Yeah, I don't want to make you mad. I just want to eat you out and tell everyone about it. That's all.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Simone still doesn't know that there's, like, cameras right on the bed catching exactly everything that she's doing at night. So, but still, he's a pig.
So Simone feels pretty good. She feels like the chat went well. And then we just see Tanner. It's like 7:30 and he starts doing shots by himself. And he starts saying, this is why I don't get into relationships. You're having fun, then all of a sudden you're interrogated. You're on the stand. It's like, and that's the problem. This is like one of many problems that comes up in this episode. It's like, you're not being interrogated. You're not on the stand. You were being immature and you were being obnoxious and classless. And she was like, please stop. And now it's like, oh, wow, now I'm being interrogated. Like, he's making himself into the victim, which is a classic thing that men do and that women have to put up with all the time. It is so fucking problematic. And Tanner, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I was wondering when you were going to become a naggy hoe, huh?
Yeah. He's like, Simone's cool. She's a cool girl, but she's just not my vibe right now. So now it's like Simone's fault. That, like, she's upset that he's being a total pig. And now it's like, oh, she's being so possessive. Oh, she's being a nag. It's like, no, you were the problem here. And rather than face that, you're turning it all on her. Shut the fuck up, Tanner.
Yeah. So Kate is next to Kevin, and she's folding. They're both folding clothes, right? And she's like, so. And he's like, so, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm folding your clothes. He's like,
There's not only my clothes, but it's like,
sure. Okay. Just tell me. Just tell me who else is wearing a chef's coat. Is it Brian? Is it Brian? yeah. So then Tanner, of course, then goes and tells Brian, he's like, yo, so Simone just had talked to me about kissing and telling. So obviously someone told her, probably Riley. Like, I like that his takeaway is that someone gossiped, as if none of them gossiped. They all fucking gossip. So now it's also, now Riley's going to get trounced by these guys because she's trying to like, she wants to be the boys, but now she's talking to the girls, which is such a, like a retrograde view on like conversations.
But also he's getting mad that someone is like telling tales out of school when he was the one talking about eating some girl out.
Yeah. Tanner's like, Riley's a bit of a double agent. She's like, Riley's a bit of a double agent. She wants to work with the boys, but wants to be one of the girls too. Like, one thing should not have anything to do with another. And it's so old fashioned. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. So like, ugh, woman being the drama maker, huh?
Yeah.
Brian's like, Abby wasn't like that. She was on our side. And so then Tanner goes to tell Ashton comes up. So he's like, you know what? Like, she was, this totally happened, basically. And Ashton's like, well, if she wants to be one of the girls, then she wants to be one of the girls, you know? You know, the boys keep shit between the boys. And that's what we're going to do from now on.
Yeah. And then Ashton says, this job is so much more pleasant when you're working with people that you can just speak freely and openly with, which is like, to me, that was actually such an awful thing to say, because the implication there is you can't speak openly and freely because of women, right? Like, that was so, so terrible to me. Like, to me, that is such an old fashioned, that's like Mad Men level, right? Like, so how about instead of like, how about you just like, if you act professionally, you won't have an issue, rather than talking about how, like, bragging about how you ate out your coworker's pussy, you know, which is a worse, like, that's, how about, like, there's no need to talk about that with your coworkers. And you've actually created a very hostile and uncomfortable work environment for someone. Because, like, yes, you're on a TV show, which is a workplace in and of itself. And yes, you are all in close quarters, but it's still a workplace. And so, like, really, if anything, Tanner should be the one reprimanded and not Simone and not Riley, because Riley talks and therefore is now people aren't as free to be who they want to be.
Ashton was the one to tell Tanner to tell Riley in the first place.
Yes.
Also, Ashton's the one to be like, oh, how hard is it? Since when did it get so hard to just get someone to suck your dick?
Right. How do you think it is? Like, it's so hard for you to speak freely at the workplace. Now you know what it's like for, like, you know, millions of women who can't speak up about a million different things. How about you look at the episode of Simone getting sexually harassed by that charter guest and not being able to say anything because, like, her tip was reliant on it.
No. Then we cut to Tanner getting just wasted by himself. Like, Tanner's officially got a problem now. He's just, like, taking shots by himself, and he's stacking up the red solo cups. He's got, like, three or four all stacked up. And then we get a classic classy guy move where he's getting into bed naked, where they're like shading out his cornhole or whatever the hell, like one little part of his butt they're shading out. And he, of course, texts Simone, come to my room.
And you would hope that Simone would have recognized that this guy's a dick. And actually she thinks at this point, he says, I don't want to kiss and tell. So she thinks, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to get me some. So she goes over there, and of course he's also passed out, so it's...
Yeah, he's asleep by the time she gets there.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning. It's going to be the big beach day, and where they have the day off. And so we see Simone leaving Tanner's room and saying, I'm missing you already. I'm like, oh, Simone, come on.
Oh, come on. Jesus. Can she spend one night with a guy that he's not, like, all barfy to? It's like, have some self-respect already. Come on. Leave the loser.
Please. So everyone's just, like, waking up. Getting ready.
And then Captain is looking in his, like, little lunch, and he just picks up a piece of lettuce and stares at it like,
what the hell is this goddamn piece of plain lettuce doing on top of my goddamn lunch?
And he just, like, tosses it to the side with so much anger. My face. And then Courtney is, like, very excited for the beach day. She's, like, in her, like, beach ensemble, and she goes, beach clothes are for lounging, and I'm always ready to lounge. Just drinking wine, eating pasta, finding ways to cope with baby elephants. Oh, wait, lied. Can't cope.
Can't cope.
I cannot.
So then we begin the countdown of Kate taking forever, where they start like throwing time codes up on the screen, yeah, or time stamps up on the screen. And Kate's just saying, I'm shaving.
Okay. Yeah, okay, just going to do my hair. I'm just pour myself a little drink. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, great.
Yeah, and everybody's getting so mad at her. And Ashton comes to and he's like, okay, everyone else is ready to go. So it would be nice if you were ready to go. Just checking on you. She's like, oh, my God, thank God that, too bad that lounge chair is not going to be there all day. Oh, wait, it will.
It will be.
And just keeps taking forever. It's like, wait, you're just going to make her go more slowly at this point.
And then Kevin is mad that she's not, like, pretending to rush. She's like, at least I show face and I rush around and then I rush back in and make it look like I'm in a rush. I'm like, if Kate did that, you'd be mad at her for doing that. Look at her. She's, like, pretending like she's in a rush, but she's really not. She doesn't know what she's doing. You can't win with him.
And then Kate, just to answer any questions anyone has on why Kate is doing this, because at this point it's blatant, because,
well, I'm the last to get ready because, first of all, I'm a higher rank than everyone else. And second of all, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I admit I probably would have gotten really annoyed waiting because I don't like that. Just like everyone's ready and there's like one person doing their hair. I probably would have been furious. But...
yeah, this is like a housewife fight. This is one of the ones where I would be like, okay, she can take her own van. See ya.
Exactly. But in this case, the guys are being such pigs this episode that I'm okay with her torturing them.
So, yeah.
So they are, so they're in, like, their vans, and Kate's handing out Coronas in her van. And then in the guy's van, Tanner's like, so, guess what? I woke up next to Simone, and then a text message that said, what am I, a booty call? Oh, God, these women these days, you know? It's like you can't even, like, call someone up for a booty call anymore and pass out before they get there and then disrespect them behind their back and have them be mad about it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even remember what happened. That's another thing I hate. It's like, oh, I'm just so wasted. Like, I wouldn't have even fucked her. It's just so wasted. It's annoying. And it's like two nights in a row.
Yeah.
So then the girls are in the van and someone's like, I don't know why I'm so tired. And Brian's like cuddling in the back with Courtney. And I'm like, you're tired because you're running around over a fucking idiot and getting nowhere. Okay.
Exactly.
That's why you're tired.
So they arrive at the Dream Beach Club, and Riley's like, ready for this ginger to fry? Got it. Fry ginger coming right up. God, I want to fuck Brian. Oh, you're right in front of me. Sorry, massy face Courtney. Sorry, got it.
Wow, am I in heaven? This resort has everything I love. A bar, a pool, Kevin losing his hair. Kevin pretending he's hot shit when he really just made chicken parmesan. Just generally Kevin losing in the sun. This is great.
Wow. Oh, you know what I see there floating in the pool? Expectations that Kevin's father had for him. Wow, look, they're just floating away. Oh, sorry, Kevin. They're down the drain. Bye.
Riley's like, oh my God, look at Kevin. He has a fucking dad bod. Look at that. And look at fucking Brian. Yeah, he's fucking hot. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of him.
And Courtney's, which is, by the way, to be fair, I don't think that Brian has a dad bod. I think his bod is better than a dad bod.
But, no, not Brian. Kevin.
I meant Kevin. Kevin. Either way, Kevin. I still don't think he has a dad bod, but I do appreciate the shaming just because it's Kevin. And Courtney's like, yeah, I like Brian. I mean, like, it's not a serious relationship. But, like, you know, I do get a little jealous when Riley excessively points out his abs, but Brian's abs are excessive, so maybe it does require excessive conversation. I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to go sit by him and remind Riley that this massy bitch got the hot guy. Bye.
Yeah, and Riley's like, oh, Courtney's going to stake her claim. Well, good for her. They're cute. God, where's Brian taken? God, he's gorgeous. Fucking him on my head right now. Do you feel it over there?
I would lick the sweat off his abs. I would fuck that puppy so hard. Yes, yes. I'm like, whoa, Riley. Like, she's like grinding up on a palm tree.
So Brian and Ashton are... you know, being them. And Brian's like, why is it like Riley and Kate don't want to hang around with us? Like, what's up with that? And Ashton's like, whatever, brew. Like, she's eating a pizza. Kevin say this?
No, what?
She's eating a pizza, which is probably very paleo.
It's like, you guys are not owed Riley and Kate's you know, company, okay? That doesn't just automatically happen, all right? And second of all, stop blaming Riley about the stupid paleo fight. It was Kevin who made it a big thing. I'm so mad at the guys.
Like, why can't they just, like, do whatever they want? You guys are at a resort. They what are they supposed to all be sitting around watching you play pool or whatever
the
hell
it's like
doing?
The, you know, it's a day off, and sometimes people on their day off don't want to be with their coworkers, okay? Get it?
Yeah,
got it.
Not like anyone on this show. Right, Ben?
I love spending my days off with you,
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah, you better, Ben.
Got it.
Love you, Ben. Got it.
Got it. Got it. Hug got it. Love got it. Love got it. So
you're my baby elephant.
I can't even cope. So here's the thing. So Brian is getting, he's trying to wave over Kate and Riley and they're not coming over. So he's starting to take it personally, which is very actually sweet and cute, but also like misguided, maybe a sign of youth. Like it's not a reflection on you. So stop taking it personally, but it's starting to build up in him and it eventually bubbles over later in the episode, but he's starting to feel it's like, clearly, he has a psychological thing where he's feeling rejected right now. So then Ashton gives us a pretty important update where he's like, on a scale of 1 to smashed-in, we are getting smashed-in. Who wants a kiss? Who wants a kiss? You have no choice in the matter. And I've kissed all 5 of the women in front of me.
Yeah. Tanner's like, I love your ass. That's why I was attracted to you. And she's like, oh, thank you. So nice. Like, yeah.
That's charming.
Yeah, baby. And Kate's like, oh my God, Simone is like an octopus wrapping her tentacles around Tanner, slowly suffocating her prey.
Yeah, pretty much. Gives him too much credit, though. I think like maybe whatever you call those things. Just because octopuses are smart. So, so now a bunch of hot girls enter, like the club's dancers arrive in like a slow motion walk down the staircase moment, you know, and the guys, it's like a beer commercial. The guys are like, whoa, hot girls. And they like lower their sunglasses and start like waving them over. Like, I mean, it's like watching a bunch of like baboons and like someone's throwing coconuts over the fence, like in Dallas.
Yeah. And Ashton's like, uh-oh, strippers got to strip. So he gets up and he starts doing his like weird, like
salsa-esque thing.
It's like I don't think it's very Thunder Down Under. To me, it's very like a mom taking a salsa class, you know? Like bulk step and shoulder and bulk step. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a lot of like ass swiveling. To me, if it were salsa, it's like supermarket generic salsa that you got. Like it's just like, well, it's technically salsa, but really,
yeah, it's totally pace. Yeah, it's totally pace. So okay, it's like, there you go, Ashton. Do what you're good at. Then we cut to Captain Lee on the boat with it, you know, getting his tan on. It's like, man, they're really showing a lot of Captain Lee skin this year.
A lot, lot. So Tanner's trying to get Kate to come over to like join them frolicking in the pool, and she's just lying there in the shade, and she's like, I don't want to talk to any of you because this is better, being here alone in the shade while Riley masturbates on the chaise lounge next to me to Brian. Yeah, I like this more. I don't want to engage.
And Brian is still just like pissed off. She's not, they're not joining the group. And he's very, very offended. How could you hurt me like this? All I wanted was to bond with Kate, who I think is amazing.
And Kate's like, you're a real yachty. I love you, which seems like a pretty benign thing to say, but apparently it's not, which we will later find out. And then Ashton.
Well, people call themselves yachties on this show all the time. This is the first time I've ever heard that it's something really offensive. He's like, please don't call me a yachty. Okay, well, let's also remember that Brian told us at the beginning of the season that he used to be with the father of. You guys, my brain is melted. I'm sorry. He used to be with the mother with his child, but he had a problem because when he would get drunk, he would get really mean. And here he goes. So he's drunk and he's being mean.
He hasn't turned just yet. Like, but this is the first time that Kate calls him a yachty, and he's probably like, ew, ew.
Yeah.
So then Ashton is like that guy. You know, there's always Ashton's that guy who does a cannonball at a public pool, because that's exactly what he does. He runs right into the pool and he does a cannonball. And of course, it's a huge splash, and it, like, splashes all the expensive DJ equipment, and he just cuts to the DJ just, like, having to wipe down his shit. Like, oh, don't mind that. It's just his livelihood. Don't mind that.
God, Ashton, you're so thirsty. You just stripped. You know what I mean? Like, how much attention do you need?
So then Tanner's sitting there, and he's like, well, he's, like, drooling at the go-go dancer, even though he's sitting with Simone, and she's like, are you looking? And he's like, sorry, it's just amazing. Man, I've never seen a body like that. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, he's like, I was thinking I should dance with her, huh? Should I? She's like, no. And he's like, yeah, I should dance with her. She's like, oh, just go do your thing. Be happy, okay? Yeah,
so he goes over to this woman on the podium. He's like, am I allowed to come up? And then he just goes up anyway, and she just looks, like, horrified. And, like, I think that, like, basically Tanner thinks that he can do this because Ashton is also doing it over with the other girl on a platform. But the difference is Ashton is actually dancing with the other girl. Like, he is doing his little salsa thing and he's twirling her. And, like, she obviously gave him verbal cues like, yay. And we're both, like, dancing. We're dancing. Whereas Tanner just gets up there and is just, like, grinding and like,
yeah, he's leching all over the, he's just that drunk guy at a club, like trying to lech all over the professional help, you know? It's gross. It's like, it's like if he was in a Target and he just jumps behind the counter and starts checking people out. Like, this is not, this is a workplace, sir.
Yeah. And she, like, the dancer's not into it. Tanner's like, has hands like on her hips or like sort of like very close to her hips. And Simone's pissed because he just like left her. And then even the dancer's like, bye, and like leaves. And Courtney's just watching and she goes, and she left. And she left.
So Kevin's like, Tanner, bro, you've totally fucked that up. And he's like, what'd I do?
Yeah, and Brian's like, Simone likes you when you dance with another girl. He goes, I asked her permission before I did it. And then Courtney's like, she wasn't serious, you stupid poop face. Stupid. You're so stupid.
So then he goes back over and he starts like getting all cuddly and gross with Simone. He's like, come on.
Yeah, he's like, just tell me you're obsessed. Say you're mad at me. Say it, you know? And Simone's just like, fuck him. Like, he's like, you know, she doesn't want to be treated like a toy.
Yeah, I cannot believe the guy who made out with me 2 seconds after he barfed has no respect. This is crazy.
And so Courtney's like, Simone needs to be done. It's a dick move to kiss Simone and then awkwardly gyrate near the poolside dancer. He is a douche.
Yeah, and he's like, well, sorry if that made you upset. She's like, not if. That it made me upset. He's like, what the heck?
God, these girls with a grammar. You know what I'm saying? God.
So some of them are like, oh my God, sunset. Let's go look at the sunset on the beach. So they go, and Kate's just, you know, staying in her chair, enjoying a couch.
Yes. Enjoying a couch. I just really enjoy a couch.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Just really enjoy a couch.
I enjoy a couch. So then, so while everyone else is on the beach, so Brian and Kevin are having like a bro moment, and they spend their bro moment bitching about Kate. Kevin's like, Kate treats us all like bitches, and it's not right. And it's gonna pop. That's what I gotta say. I'm not here to get treated like a bitch. Well, here's the thing: the way you feel like you're being treated by Kate is how you treat everyone, especially the women on the boat. But because she's a woman, and yes, I don't care that I'm on a very pro-woman soapbox today because I'm a podcaster and I'm starving right now and that's how I feel. But like, again, it's like more of this like bullshit where like, oh, like a woman told him what to do and now he's like, oh, wow, she's a bitch. She treats us like bitches, blah, 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 blah. When he's the one bossing everyone around all the time, every episode.
No, he's also trying to like seed it into Brian to get Brian all pissed off about it, you know? So he's getting Brian all worked up about it. And so Kevin tells us, he says, Kate's not like an evil, terrible person. She kind of is, actually.
Yeah.
Like, so no. Dinner time.
No dinner. So Tanner didn't bring appropriate dinner clothes. So they're like, oh, Brew, you can try on see if you can fit into Brian's shorts. So he like puts on these shorts and it like closes. There's like a close up of the shorts and how they don't fit him. But there's also like a very, very pronounced like
moose
boner
knuckle
outline, and I was like, I don't need to see this. Moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't a moose knuckle, because moose knuckle are nuts, right?
Yeah, it was like looking at a cornichon.
Ah, cornichon. Kate's at the bar, right? So Kevin comes up to Kate and he's like, I'm getting the bill now. Did you get the bill? Did you get a bill? Because we're all closing out now. Like, don't make us wait again, basically. Yeah. You know?
And he's like telling her, we can go. Yeah, and he's like telling her as if she's never paid a bill before. So she picks up on this. Also, by at this point, Kate is also wasted. She's been slurring for half this episode. So she goes, oh, well, you probably don't know how it goes because you're usually sleeping. But usually I pay the bills. Because you're usually sleeping. So, once again, I pay, you sleep. I pay, you sleep.
And a montage of Kevin falling asleep everywhere.
Everywhere.
And she's like, just, you know, because you're always sleeping, sleeper face. Ashton and I always pay the bill. So,
sleep. You're sleeping.
There you go. Do you want to go to sleep now? Was that tiring to listen to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Interactive play I know Kevin's never going to see? Sleep no more. Probably won't. Probably won't see that. Doesn't relate.
You know what
movie he probably really hated? Insomnia. Doesn't really speak to him.
Yeah. So then he's all pissy with her. He's like, oh, you want me to pay your tab, Kate? Because I could pay it. You want me to pay your tab? Is that what you're saying? You want me to pay it? She's like,
I'll pay you to stop talking to me. How about that?
So now Ashton's wasted. He's like, let's go to the dinner table. Let's do dinner table. So they like go to the dinner table, and Brian and Courtney are holding hands, which is very cute. Like, I have to say, I admire Brian's dedication to the long game, because there are other dickwads like Tanner who'd be like, oh, see, I gave him my best shot. Whatever, I'm moving on. He's like, no, I'm gonna work at that, Courtney, and he has been. So I do admire that he is. She's basically said this is what the courtship process will be, and he is following the rules.
Yeah, he's like, you're kind of cute. And she's like, you're kind of drunk. And then Simone is texting. Simone is texting, and everyone's like, come on, Tana, make an effort. Make an effort. Come on, Tana, make an effort. So
yeah,
Ryan's like, come, Tana, you know, maybe you should switch seats so you could be closer to Simone. You know, you could fix things or whatever.
Yeah, but like, Tanner's not doing it. So they all toast. Simone's just like furious, just like scowling at everyone because she's understandably very annoyed. So now Brian and Tanner go for a smoke, and Brian's like, the thing that I hate the most in the world is seeing a woman disrespected. I absolutely hate that. I hate when a woman gets called a bitch for really no reason, especially when it comes out of nowhere from someone who's supposed to be very nice. I hate that so much.
I know. Way to build this up, you guys. I really hate seeing a woman be disrespected. It's the worst thing in the world. Like 2 minutes later. Wow. That was a really long playoff.
Yeah, I know. If anyone would ever call my lady a yachty, I'd punch them right in the face with that such a huge amount of disrespect saying the Y word.
Yeah. So they pull him aside, and Brian's like, oh, come on. Give her, you know, you can't just hook up with her and just ignore her. And he's like, Jiminy Cricket, dude. The fact that it's just because I'm not sitting next to her. Come on. I didn't know it was such a big deal, right?
So now it's like the gaslighting portion of the evening where Tanner's now going to be like, whoa, she's crazy. Look at all this drama. Oh, I got to sit next to her. Otherwise, it's like, no, you don't have, she's not asking you to sit next to her. It's more like you've been a total dick. And you've been a dick in front of her face, and she's mad at you. And if you were a gentleman, you would just sit next to her and make her feel better. That's what they're asking. It's not her being, oh, a stage five clicker. Oh, she's so needy. I guess I got to sit next to you. You know, like, what a douchebag.
Yep. So let's just keep fighting so he'll give me more attention. Like, stop with this. Just drop him. Get rid of this fucking loser, okay? Someone's not just a drunk loser who barfs, then makes out with you, and then continues to be a loser, and then they suddenly are not a loser 10 minutes later. He's a fucking loser. Have some self-respect and get away from this asshole.
I know.
Like, he's treated you like shit all day. Like,
I know. Simone, enough. This is the life lesson. People like this don't get a second chance. So now Tanner's blaming the crew for making it awkward instead of his own stupid behavior. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to go find Simone. And he, like, walks off, and Courtney's like, Simone's not even over there, dumbass. I can't even cope with this.
And of course, Kevin is like, oh, Simone, we confronted Tana about it and we told him to be better because he's not. It's like, oh, OK. So now you're just setting Tana up for failure, because when he does do something right, then she's just going to be like, oh, you just did this because the hero Kevin told you to do it.
Exactly. And also, when Tanner goes to finally sit down, I guess he asks Ashton to take his seat, and he's like, apparently I'm not allowed, it's not allowed that I'm not sitting next to Simone, which is like, I don't know, I'm just, it's such, oh god, such a dick. So
yeah,
anyway, so Tanner is like, he is complaining about getting all this shit, and he's like, I just want to have dinner with the crew. Is it so wrong? I just want to have dinner with the crew, but now I got to deal with all this drama. He acts as if the drama, like, came out of thin air, you know, it was, like, foisted upon him when he is the one who created all of it, and then he, like, tries to stand up and, like, almost falls over because he's such a wasted mess.
Yeah, so they're back in the vans, and Kate's like, so here's the thing, Tanner, you should not allow her in your bed if you're not going to give her gentlemanly attention, okay? Mm-hmm. And then in the other van, Riley's telling Simone,
fuck him till his head falls off. That's what I say. Fuck him until he doesn't even have hands anymore.
Fuck him the way I'm going to fuck Brian in my dream tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm already dreaming. The dream's happening. Oh, yeah. Kevin actually is the one who says, to tell Simone, basically, don't do a booty call. I mean, who would have thought it'd be Kevin of all people who would give the good advice, but he's right. Don't do the booty call, Simone.
Yeah. So then Brian and Kate are talking, and what does he say to her?
So basically, Kate, like, someone wants a drink. Brian packed a cooler with the beers, and Kate's like, oh, thank you, Brian. You're like the best Yachty I've ever met. And he goes, please don't call me a Yachty. She goes, you don't like it? That's how I know you're a Yachty. No Yachty's like being called a Yachty. He's like, please stop saying the Y word. Please.
And he tells us a lot of people call people in the industry Yachties, and it's a disrespectful term. And she's like, well, I think that a Yachty is someone who's agreeable, hardworking, well traveled.
he goes, I'm not a Yachty. I'm a seafarer. I'm like, okay, Mr. Magellan, can we just, like, relax?
Yeah, okay, Ahab. Like, calm down over there.
I know. Sorry to bother you while you're moving your Nautilus, Mr. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, and Courtney's like, she's giving you a compliment, stupid. Just be quiet. He's like, but I don't like it. And I'm asking you nicely not to say that word. She goes, I'm not calling you a Yachty, Brian.
God. She's like, I'm not calling you a Yachty, Brian. And Tanner's like passed out in the back seat. And then they're like, basically Kate and Courtney are like, Brian, we're not calling you a Yachty. And then Tanner just like wakes up and gives this look like, dude, what's wrong with you? But he has like no idea what he's reacting to. He's just like, he's like, dude.
And Brian's all pissed now. So Kate goes, Brian, I'm not calling you a Yachty. Okay. I mean, what do you think I am? And he goes, actually, you're kind of a bitch. And
Brian!
Courtney's like, Brian!
Brian, you're my baby elephant. I can't believe that just happened. I can't cope.
Kate's like, wow, I thought Brian was the nicest guy ever. And surprise, he thinks I'm a bitch. That's great.
Yeah, great. So Kate's like mad that she's been called bitch to her face, like out of the blue. And Tanner's like, I'm called a bitch to my face all the time. Get over it. No thanks.
Oh, good. So they all get... Wait, are they back yet? Is this
they're arriving like at the dock or whatever, and Kate's like, okay, I'm just gonna leap out of this van. And the producer's like, Kate, the van's still moving. She's like, I know how to get up to the yacht. I can figure it out.
She goes, but Kate, the car is moving. And she goes, so stop the car. Fucking idiots. Like, and Jesus.
And Brian's like, you can't just do whatever you want to do, as if like this is like trying to like build more, but add more meaning to this moment than there is. She's just pissed, and she's like, shut the fuck up, Brian.
Yeah, so she gets out, and so they all get out, so they're walking back, and Riley's like, so how was your van ride? And Courtney's like, wouldn't recommend it, basically. It's like any meal served on the current yacht that we're on.
Not recommended. Not elevated. Not tasteful.
The man tried to make an entire meal out of white things and failed, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, his white party meal was chicken parmesan. I mean,
what part of that was white? So.
Like, I don't know, I guess maybe a chowder or, you know, a piece of whitefish. It's literally called whitefish. Was that, was that the question?
So Kevin's like, what ended up happening over there? And Brian's like, Kate was acting like an asshole as usual. He's like, and you told her to fuck right off, didn't you? And he's like, I sure did. And he's like, my man.
Like, it is so obnoxious. And Brian is like, she's the common denominator, yeah? She's the common denominator with all the drama, yeah? I'm like, no, actually. The common denominator, it seems to be you guys, actually.
Yeah, he's like, someone needed to put her in a place. Like, God, so, every line that comes out of your all's mouth right now.
Yeah.
So then Kate comes into the mess, and the captain's just sitting there, probably still wondering what the fuck that lettuce was. And he's like, hey, kid, how was your night? And she's like, oh, so great. He's like, yeah. Oh, well, that's great.
That's wonderful news. Did I tell you about the lettuce I found? Really appalling.
Who does that?
It's really appalling.
Fucking butter lettuce on top of my meat. Who the fuck?
So she's like, well, this lovely powwow is about to be interrupted. And so the guys start piling in. Kevin's like, what is this, a club year?
Yeah, and Ashton's like hugging Lee from behind. And meanwhile, so all these drunk guys are in there. And Kate, there's still a pile of laundry next to where Kate's sitting. And she goes, Captain Lee, what size pants are you? He goes, 36. 36, I believe. She goes, okay, great. And then she takes a pair of pants and just throws them on the floor. Those aren't yours, but they could be Brian's.
Yeah. So then she just keeps throwing clothes on the floor. She keeps picking up like pieces of clothes and throwing them on the floor. And Kevin's mad. He's like, what are you doing? She goes, I promise they're not yours. And he goes, what a great fucking chief stew.
Yeah.
He storms out of there.
He goes,
he's like, she always thinks she's above us, but tonight she's taking it to a new fucking level right in front of my daddy.
I know. My daddy. Yeah, I love, see, that's the thing, like, she thinks she's above us all. I mean, what do you think we've been watching all season with you, Dickwad? I mean, like, you have been so haughty the entire time. It's just, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so Ashton's like, what happened? And he's like, she's throwing our clothes all over the crew mess. So then Ashton clothes on the floor.
Jeepers, what's going on here? And she goes, oh, they're just peoples whose stripes are below me, so I'm putting them on the floor to really demonstrate that they are literally below me right now.
It's like, it doesn't mean you get to throw the clothes all over the floor. She's like, do you know what your deckhand just said to me? Well, it must have been bad, because his clothes are all over the floor.
And he's basically like trying to reprimand her and scold her, and she's like, no, I'm telling you as a department head what your person said to me. And you know what, like, I mean, I know sometimes when we watch these shows, it's like, oh, God, whenever they get, like, a bee in their bonnet about hierarchy, it's so stupid. But at the same time, it is, like, Kate is a department head, and Ashton is a department head. And it in a normal work environment, workplace, if someone from someone's team, like an inferior person, mouthed off to another one, that would be an issue. Like, another department head.
I mean, a department head generally wouldn't sit there throwing clothes all over the floor.
That's true, too. It was a very petty moment. I'm not taking that away. Not Kate's finest moment of professionalism. You're right.
Which is rare on this show, because Kate usually keeps it so professional, you know?
She had too much
even sun. When she's ripping someone to shreds.
Yeah.
It's usually, you know, but then she has those moments, that, like, radio outside Caroline's room moments. Where it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you just push Kate too far and she snaps.
That's true.
So he's like, well, when you have it, yeah, so head of the department, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, well, you talk to the person, you don't take it out on clothes on the floor in front of the captain. There are clothes on the floor. So the captain's just folding his arms, disgusted, and he tells us, Jesus Christ, they have a day off and they come back fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a cocktail. I'm not doing anything about this now, because anyone with a goddamn brain knows you don't argue with a drunk. But tomorrow, we're going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting, probably with a plane ticket in my hand.
Yeah, so then Ashton's still all mad about the clothes. And then Brian is like, I'm sorry, Kate. I'm sorry. She goes, Carl, I think we're done here. He's like, but I'm sorry. Done here.
She goes, I don't want you in here. So he leaves, and then she starts sobbing. Which is
also weird. I actually didn't
crazy.
Like that.
Crazy. And then she just like puts out her hand and ice castles start coming out of the ground. Let it go. Like Elsa. It's like when Elsa has finally had enough. And she's like, I will make my entire palace of crystal and no one will ever come in here. Mm. How do you like that?
Do you want to make a snowman? And by snowman, no. I mean a meal that charter guests actually like. Thank you.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
We're in Thailand. We can't build snowlands or snowman right here. Stupid singer.
So Ashton's up on deck going crazy. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And that's the end.
Yeah. Really intense. So
episode.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I got myself so angry and worked up during it because that felt really like it made me feel alive. Tomorrow, so we actually do not have our Orange County episode, recap up for tomorrow because we're going to save that for Denver. But we will have our Dallas episode up later this week and, Jersey in Seattle. So that Jersey will be Friday night. Watchcrappins.com to get links to tickets, Patreon, merchandise, everything you could possibly want. Come see us in Seattle and Denver. There's still tickets available. And of course, do not sleep on your San Francisco and Boston tickets, which are going on sale on Friday, but the pre-sale is happening now. Lots of amazing, great stuff. Thank you all for tuning in, listening, etc. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Into the unknown. Take yourself on a magical adventure with Frozen 2, the soundtrack. Featuring 8 all-new original songs, including Into the Unknown, Show Yourself, and Some Things Never Change. Packed with music performed by Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, and the cast. Experience the new Frozen 2 soundtrack out now.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're the hosts of Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. Each Monday, we release our mini episodes where we dive into listener emails and voicemails to give our 2 cents on relationships, the best toner, and whether or not you should take that spontaneous trip to Paris after your breakup.
And join us again on Thursdays for our full-length episodes with special guests like comedian Nicole Byer and author Elizabeth Gilbert to learn all about their passions and, of course, their skincare routines.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.